When somebody asks me to audit their podcast, the first thing that they usually want to talk about is their content. Pamela, should I do more solo episodes? Should I have more guest interviews on my podcast? Are my podcast episodes too long? And I get it, okay? We put so much energy, time, love, and thought into our podcast, right? And we're recording, we're editing, we're coming up with these topics, and we're showing up every week, right? But here's the thing. When I audit a podcast, okay, and when I say audit, I mean with a fine-tooth comb, okay, I don't even listen to a single podcast episode first. I don't look at download numbers either. I start somewhere else entirely. I start with what I call the external elements. These are the things that a stranger sees before they ever press play on your podcast. Because if these things are off, it doesn't matter how good your podcast episode is, because the right person will never hear it. Whenever I talk about this, I think about YouTube, right? Because YouTube was such a pivotal moment in my business. And it's very similar to how you can have the most edited, incredible YouTube video ever created, right? You could spend thousands of dollars on production, whatever, right? Like on the gear, right? It doesn't matter. We can list things underneath the sun. We can list all the things under the sun. You spent so much money on your background or these special effects, like whatever it is, right? But if nobody ever clicks the video, which ties into the title of the YouTube video and the thumbnail of the YouTube video, if those things are not getting the person that you want to watch that video to click, then they're never going to see the video inside, right? So it's very similar to that. So if you've been pouring your heart and soul into your podcast, but something still feels off and you're wondering why the right people are not finding you, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, if you are vibing with what I'm talking about already and you want to go even deeper, I'm hosting a free masterclass called How to Get Clients from Your Podcast Without Needing More Downloads. This is something that I do regularly, so no matter when you're listening to this episode, go ahead and tap the link in the show notes to get the most up-to-date information and sign up for the next class, or you can go to PamelaKrista.com/class. I can't wait to see you there. All right, my friend. So I have audited a ton of different shows, right? In all different niches. I've audited everything from a podcast with one episode live to podcasts with over 500 episodes live, okay? Years and years and years of work, years of podcast episodes, right? And there is a pattern that I just keep on seeing. You're spending all this time and all of your energy on your podcast content, right? You're recording, you're editing, you're publishing the episodes, you're showing up every week, or at least you try to, right? But you're completely ignoring the things that a stranger sees before they ever press play. So these are what I call the external elements. These are the things that you can visually see when it comes to your podcast, okay? So what are the external elements that I'm talking about? These are the most important things that determine whether or not somebody presses play on your podcast or keeps them scrolling. These things are what I call the journey to pressing play. Now, I have been refining my framework for over 6 months, and there is a journey that your listener takes. There's a journey that they take before they press play, and there's a journey that you take them through as they're already listening, as they've already pressed play and they're in your world. And there are four main external elements. They need to work together to say, this show was made for you. And if your show doesn't do that, the right person will scroll right past you. So let's dive into each and every one of these external elements. External element number one is your cover art. This is the first thing that somebody sees before they even hit play. It doesn't matter if a friend sent your show to them or if they found you through Google or Apple, but it's generally like the first thing that people see, right? That's what our eye is naturally drawn to, is like the art, right, of the podcast. And so this is very complementary with a few other things, but singularly, we are talking about the cover art. Your cover art needs to stop the right person mid-scroll. So if it's blurry, cluttered, or if it just simply doesn't stand out, they are literally going to just keep on moving. I see a lot of cover arts with no picture on them, and my recommendation is that if you have a business in any type of way, shape, or fashion, you should have your face on the cover art. Like, we are living in the age of all things AI, right? And I just think that people want connection, no matter what it is that you're doing, no matter what industry that you're in. And having your face on your cover art creates that connection. And I actually tested this with my kids a couple years ago because I just wanted to see what they said and see like what they thought, because I have my own thoughts and ideas, right? But when I asked them, you know, what cover art they prefer, and I would say, do you like this cover art or do you like this cover art? And it was just random cover art that I would ask them about. And they would always say that they liked the one with the face of the person smiling. And it really just goes to show you that like people are going to be naturally drawn to that and that connection over a podcast cover art with like the name of your podcast and then your name on there. Or even if you have like your logo and then like a little description of what the show is about, your face is still going to perform a million times better. And then your cover art should visually signal who your podcast is for. So I came up with this term when I was creating my framework for podcast to clients. And I was like, what even is this? Like, what do I call this? And I know what like a previous like mentor of mine, I know what they called it, but I was like, okay, like what is this? And so I ended up coming up with this term called a visual tagline, right? Because I needed a way to identify this type of tagline versus a tagline that would be complementary to your podcast name. I'll get back to that in a second, but a visual tagline, in my own words, right, is about 3 to 6 words that literally tells you who the show is for, but it doesn't repeat the podcast name or the tagline or any of the keywords. I mean, it can have, you know, 1 or 2 keywords, but my point though is that it does not repeat itself. External element number 2 is your podcast name. So the question that I want you to ask yourself with this is, does your podcast name actually tell somebody immediately who it's for? Because it could be about anything. Or could your podcast name really be about anything? So here's an example of a podcast that teaches meal prepping for busy moms. And the podcast is called The Fresh Start Podcast, right? Now that sounds nice, right? Like the fresh start. Everybody wants a fresh start, right? It sounds nice, but that could be about anything, right? It could be about sobriety. It could be about new relationships. It could be about starting a business. It could be about a new year. And so a busy mom, okay, and this is where I'm going to sidebar for just a second. This is also where you need to keep your ideal client in mind. So if your ideal client is not a busy mom, then you know what? Maybe you won't have this problem. But I know you because you're listening to this show. So I know that you are a busy mom, right? And so in this example, right, a busy mom scrolling podcast apps or Googling, she's trying to figure out how to feed her family without losing her mind and without spending hundreds of dollars a week in the grocery store, right? She has no idea that that show, the Fresh Start Podcast, is the show for her. So your podcast name doesn't have to be clever, right? And I know that stings, okay? Because like I said, I love names and I love alliterations and I love a good pun just as much as the next person, but your podcast name needs to be clear. It does not need to be clever. Clear over clever every single time. So something like Meal Prep for Busy Moms or Feed Your Family Without the Stress, Now she knows immediately who it's for. So I'm not saying that those are the perfect podcast names for that niche specifically, right? Meal prepping for busy moms. But can you tell what that show is about without even thinking about it? Yes. And that's what you want. You want your listener to know immediately. Moving on to external element number three, the author field. This is so underrated. The amount of podcasters that I see who do not have this filled out is crazy. It's crazy. This is the line underneath your podcast name in the podcast platforms. And most people just put their name here. And I've actually seen the more audits I've done, people are actually putting like their podcast name there. And if it's another podcast name, again, they're just putting their name there. But this is prime real estate. And so you should include your name and what you do or who you help. So you don't have to have like an official title. It doesn't have to be fancy. For example, mine is Pamela Krista. And then apparently this symbol is called a pipe, but it's like the long vertical symbol. And then podcast strategist for female entrepreneurs. So I have a searchable term and exactly who I help. So this builds credibility before anyone even clicks on your show. And so another example would be first name, last name, and the little pipe symbol, newborn sleep coach. Or another example would be first name, last name, meal prep coach for busy moms. That literally tells you exactly who she is, and meal prep coach is a searchable term. Another example is first name, last name, certified nutritionist. And I don't recommend putting random things in this space. It should be an SEO search related term if you can swing it. This really does build credibility and trust with your listeners. And again, it's literally valuable real estate. And it's one of the easiest things to do. You can literally do that right now. All right. External element number four is your podcast description. So I actually just got done auditing my podcast description, and I've audited many others. And the question to ask yourself with this, and trust me, I've been guilty of this, does your podcast description speak to your listener, or does it speak about you? So many descriptions start with, I'm so-and-so, and I have this credibility, and I'm going to show you this, and I. And so your listener doesn't care about you yet. And I know that that sounds harsh and almost a little sad, but it's true. Your listener doesn't care about you yet. Your listener cares about them. And so your podcast description should make them feel seen. It should answer these questions. Is this podcast for me? Will it help me? And so this is just tipping the iceberg of what your listeners see before they hit play. But these four elements, they work together. And in under 5 seconds, they should say, this show is for you, to your dream podcast listener. And if your show doesn't do that, the right person, unfortunately, is going to scroll past your show, and that person is never going to get to your amazing content, and that person is never going to hear your brilliant podcast episode because they didn't know that it was for them. So here's what I want you to do. You know that we get real tactical on this show. I want you to pull up your podcast right now in whatever app you're listening to. Okay, I don't think you have to pause me, but go pull up your podcast and I want you to do something, okay? I want you to look at it like a stranger would. And I want you to ask yourself, like for real, I want you to ask yourself, does my podcast name tell somebody immediately who it's for? Does my podcast name tell somebody immediately who it's for? Does my cover art stop the right person? One thing that you can do here is you can Google one thing that you can do here that might be really helpful is start typing in keywords that you want to rank for in whatever podcast app you're looking at and see what other podcast cover arts come up. And what is going to make somebody want to click on your show versus all of the other shows that come up? Another question to ask yourself is, does my author field build credibility, right? Is it just my podcast name, or is it my podcast name that is repeated here? And how can I optimize this? What is my title that I want to be professionally known as? Update your author field to put your name and then that little pipe symbol, or you can also do a dash, whatever, and put your title right behind your name. And then you want to ask yourself, does my podcast description speak to the listener, or does it speak about me? And you want to be honest with yourself. And here's the thing, if you're going through this and you're realizing that like you have some room for improvement, there's no shame, okay? Because nobody taught you that this is where the journey starts. Your podcast is the vehicle, but it is not the destination. I heard that for the first time when I went to my very first podcast conference in April of 2025, and it's honestly stuck with me all year long because it's true. Our podcast is a vehicle. It is a tool that we are using strategically to get somebody to take the next step, whatever that might be. And so the content that we post, the episodes that we publish, is only half of the job, right? The other half is making sure that the right person finds us and feels seen before they ever hit play. So as a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, before I ever listen to an episode, I always look at the external elements, the podcast cover art, the podcast name, the author field, and the podcast description. Now, these are not the only things I look at, but these are the first four things, I would say. And these four things are the journey to pressing play. And if your elements that we just discussed here, if they don't work together to say this show is for you to your podcast listener in under 5 seconds, the right person is going to scroll right past. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want them to scroll right past, right? We want them to hit play, to feel at home, and we want them to become a warm lead and eventually become a client. So if you want to go deeper with this concept, I'm actually teaching how to build a podcast that moves the right listener from, I just found this show, all the way to, I'm so ready to work with this person, in a free masterclass called How to Get Clients from Your Podcast Without More Downloads. This masterclass is something that I do regularly. So tap the link in the show notes for the most up-to-date information and to sign up for the next masterclass. I really, truly thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.